Hey, welcome aboard. This is Tailcast, and I'm Captain Jess. You've heard me tell stories about Shackleton, Beethoven, Mortessier, but you've never heard mine. Today is a little different. I'm going to tell you who I am, why I live on a boat, and how this whole thing started. Picture this, early morning, somewhere between Taiwan and Japan. 200 nautical miles of open Pacific, no land in any direction. A man standing at the bow, staring at the horizon. That man is me. All right, it starts with a boat. Here we go.
A few years ago, a brand new catamaran arrived at a port in southern Taiwan. It was 40 feet long, with two hulls and four cabins, white and sleek, built for the open ocean. Three men in their late 20s had pooled everything they had to buy this boat. It was a proper blue water catamaran, the kind you can take across an ocean. The problem was that none of them had ever actually done that.
Their longest trip had been a single day's sail to a tiny island in the Taiwan Strait, about 50 nautical miles. That was their entire record. And this boat was built for thousands. So they made a plan. They would sail up the east coast of Taiwan, then turn the bow east into the Pacific. They would cross 200 nautical miles of open water to reach the Okinawa Island chain, with nothing but the Kuroshio Current beneath them, one of the strongest ocean currents in the world. They left on a clear morning and spent a couple of days sailing up the east coast. The mountains rose straight out of the sea, beautiful, but they barely noticed because they were too nervous. Then they pointed the bow east and sailed into open water. The first night was the longest any of them had ever lived through. You cannot see anything when the ocean and the sky are both completely black.
The only light comes from the glow of the instruments on the helm. You take turns sleeping, 2 hours on and 2 hours off. Every sound the boat makes is amplified in the dark. The hull slapping against waves, a rope creaking somewhere above, the autopilot clicking as it holds the course. Then dawn came, and the sea turned from black to deep blue to something almost purple.
One of them stood at the bow with a cup of coffee and realized that this was the life he had always wanted. They made it to Japan and kept going, island by island, north through the Okinawa chain. Small islands with white beaches and water so clear you could see the bottom 20 meters down. Every time they stopped, they jumped in. That was their rule. No matter how tired you are, when the anchor goes down, you jump in. They sailed as far as Okinawa, 3 weeks out from home, sunburned and salt-crusted and completely alive. Then the world stopped. News came in about a virus spreading fast and borders were closing one after another. They looked at each other and made the call. It was time to go home. They sailed back the way they came, through the island chain, and then the long, open water crossing back to Taiwan.
26 days after they had left, they pulled into a marina on the northeast coast. It was the longest any of them had ever been at sea. For the next 2 years, they stayed close to shore. But every time he looked east, he thought about that crossing. The purple dawn, the glass-clear water, the feeling of being alive. He had always loved stories.
At every port, he would find the oldest sailor on the dock and sit down to listen. Old captains who had crossed the Atlantic alone, fishermen who had survived typhoons. He never got tired of hearing them talk, their voices, their pauses, the way their eyes changed when they reached the dangerous part. Then one day, sitting on a dock in Taiwan and listening to an old captain describe a storm he had barely survived, it hit him. The best way to take someone on an adventure is to tell them a story. Put someone inside a story, and they forget they are learning. They just want to know what happens next. He called it Tailcast, and he called himself Captain Jess.
Three guys, a catamaran, 26 days on the Pacific. We came back sunburned, covered in salt, and changed. Then the world stopped. But that trip never left me. And one day, sitting on a dock, listening to an old captain describe a storm he barely survived, it hit me. The best way to take someone on an adventure is to tell them a story. So good they forget their learning. They just want to know what happens next. That's Tailcast. And you're on the boat now. Welcome aboard. That's where I'll leave you today. Now you know who's telling the stories, and why they all feel a little salty. The next one isn't mine, but I'll be right there. This is Captain Jess, and you're listening to Tailcast.